Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back. And as we're back here, Joe, right now, Pastor Joe, listen, we are 5,250 short of what we need for tonight. So we have 50 minutes to raise that. We got to raise at least $100 a minute for the next 50 minutes to meet our goal for tonight. So there you go, folks.
We have to ask the people out there to prayerfully consider in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." This is the word of God. Remember, when you donate to this ministry, you are not donating any money that pays salaries for Pastor Ernie, myself, or anyone else. We're totally listener-supported, and no one in this ministry has ever taken an income, a salary.
You mean, Joel, I'm never going to get that Learjet?
Nope, you're not.
Okay.
Like, Kenneth Copeland, I found out he's America's wealthiest pastor. He's worth $770 million, and he's been dodging $150,000 property tax on a $7 million home by claiming it's a clergy residency. He's got this huge home, six-bedroom, six-bath lakeside property, and he's trying to pass it off as a clergy.
Well, according to him, I heard him say he's got assets that's almost $2 billion now. I remember when he made that billion, he had a big program talking about how he's a billionaire. But now, according to him, his assets are almost $2 billion now.
Well, he says God told him to build the home for his wife, Gloria, that his wife, Gloria, was so special that she got this $7 million home. Yeah.
All right. Carolyn in Strongsville pledges 50, and Sister Mary Grace pledges 125. Thank you, Carolyn.
Sorry, because Pastor Ernie does not have a mansion, and is not taking any money. Salem Studios will back that up. I'll back it up. Everybody that's ever worked in this ministry, we all have donated our own money, as well as our own time and talent. We have a true partnership between you, the listening audience, and the ministry. We're doing the work, but the bills have to get paid. So instead of having advertisers and sponsors and commercials, we ask you, the listening audience, to partner with us, donate, lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, pays the bills, and we stay on the air doing the Lord's work.
Joe, you know what? I don't really expect to get that Learjet, but it would be good if I could get at least a Piper Club to fly out there in the backwoods where you're at.
No, you're still not going to get a Piper Cub.
Not even a Piper Cub, okay.
A motor scooter, maybe.
Well, I've actually got one. A fella left one in my garage, so it's a nice one, too.
Make it run.
All righty. Okay. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Right now, we've got approximately 45 minutes to make up that difference, folks. So we definitely got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you tonight.
Time we've ever lost a station in the past, over all the years, you've never gotten a station back, have you?
No, and we want to stay on all the stations we're on right now. So let me give this again. But we have a program. We want to get the program out. That's what we really want to do. And if the phone lines were ringing, then we could do that, and I wouldn't have to keep saying that. Now, also for you folks out there, I have that book sitting in front of me, 28 Years to Nowhere. I want to remind you, we came across two cases of this book by Larry Nichols, and it's an inspirational tragedy. Larry talks about how the book is about the inside truth as the author describes the journey that led to the destruction of many powerful people and the impeachment of a president. Listen, Larry Nichols did more than anybody to expose the Clinton crime cartel. Larry was on this radio program, and back in 1990, when Bill Clinton was first got into office, and we exposed everything. Larry was a part. He was one of Clinton's inside. He was Clinton's actual strategist. They put Dickie Morris out in front, and that was for public consumption for you to see. But Larry was actually, he was their strategist in the back. I led Larry to the Lord. Larry got saved, and
he went and told the radio program.
Pardon?
He got saved listening to you on the radio.
Yeah, well, he called me, and we said the sinner's prayer together.
Mm-hmm. And so I mean, he tuned in, he heard this program, and he kept going back listening for more, and then when he talked to you in person, called in, that's when he got saved.
Yeah, yeah, when he told me this story, that was an interesting thing, because I got this call, and he says, you don't know me. He said, but I know everything about you. He said, I know where you were born. I know this and that. And well, you know, that's what he was in. He was in Black Ops. And he said, I'm sending you a package. It's in the mail of information. Now, when you get this, he said, I want you to read it. And all I'm asking you to do is if you find out that I ended up at room temperature, go on the air and read what I'm sending you. Now, the reason I'm sending you this is I know you've got the guts to do it. Most of them don't have the courage to do that. So I got the package, and I read it, and some of it sounded like really outrageous stuff. So what did I do? I went down to Mena, Arkansas, where all of this stuff was taking place, and I found out he was right on. There wasn't anything that was in there that wasn't truthful. And that's when we started exposing the Clinton crime cartel. So, and many of the people listening out there tonight were listening when Hillary called in on the radio program, and she wasn't very happy with me at all.
Which Drusilla?
Yeah.
That's what she Drusilla. Went by.
All right, folks. All right, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673.
I know it's the holy day season. Remember, folks, the word holiday comes from holy days. And we know you're thinking of family and presents and inflation and all the problems. But the bills are the same for the ministry, whether it's the middle of winter, the middle of summer, spring, fall, doesn't matter. Airtime is the same, and to stay on, we have to pay the bills. So we need to hear from you out there in Warren and Youngstown, Salem and Detroit, Philadelphia, Boston, Atlanta, New York City, Dallas, Eagan, Minnesota, Little Rock, Arkansas, Aurora, Denver, San Diego, Portland, Chicago, Orlando, Tampa. We need to hear. If you want to hear us on those stations, they have to start paying their own way. And if you want to keep us on your local radio station, we need to have some donations.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, we were down the entire day Monday in the Detroit station, but it wasn't from the opposition. The wind, they were knocked down. They were without power. The electricity was totally.
Wind, yeah.
And then that had messed up their computers. And that's what happened on Tuesday when you folks out in Michigan were hearing commercials running the same time as the program is because when it was reset, it caused the problems with their computers, okay? And so it wasn't actually the opposition itself, like we've had to put up with some. So you don't know this, Jonathan, but the opposition don't like us. MoveOn.org, they really want us off the air in the worst way, okay?
I can imagine.
Yeah. So anyhow,
don't say nice things about the man who claimed to be God, George Soros. We call him evil, wicked, and have said some imprecatory prayers about asking God to remove him. So, no, we're not well-liked by him.
All right. I see the phone lines are starting to light up again. That's good.
Oh, boy.
We really have to have it, Joe. We've got approximately right now 40 minutes left, and we have a lot to make up. So, folks,
yeah.
Again.
Well, we've got a warning to put out. Some people may not have heard, but the CDC came out today with a warning not to get the J&J shot, Johnson & Johnson shot, because of blood clot high risk. following 9 people have died recently with blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson shot. And it was interesting. Dr. Ben Carson went on TV tonight, and he was saying that he doesn't think it's going to be long till they have to come out and warn you about the Pfizer and the Moderna, because we know there's a new study out from Columbia University, and it came out today. The Columbia study says the true U.S. vaccine death count is 400,000. Yes, researchers at Columbia University estimate the vaccine's deaths are way higher than what the CDC's been putting out there. Of course, their reporting system, the VAERS system, and by a huge factor, the actual number is 20 times higher than that was put out by the CDC. It was a long story, but basically, we've been telling you for months now that people have been dying from the vaccine. It's deadly, and many people will have ramifications. So we now have the CDC itself had enough deaths that they've had to warn, don't take the J&J shot. Blood clots will kill you. Ben Carson, Dr. Ben, came out and said, hey, these people have been mixing science and politics. Doesn't work. You've been fed a bunch of falsehoods. And hopefully it won't be long before the truth comes out about the other two.
Joe, I've got to jump in very quickly. Lulu in California pledges 20. Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 50. And Dan in Northfield pledges 100 in memory of his late wife, Peggy. Captain Iceman in Warren pledges 25. Joe in Garfield pledges 50. Jane in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, people are coming around. We just ask you to prayerfully consider supporting us. It's not for us. We're trying to do the Lord's work. We're trying to be the watchman on the wall that he's called Pastor Ernie and those of us working with him. And do remember this. Scripture says if you support a ministry that's doing the Lord's work, you get to share in the blessings. So donating is a way you can help lay up some crowns and treasures when you get there. And you won't regret at all having some crowns and treasures laid up when you get home.
Here's an article by, and now I have not been able to verify this, but it's an article from Emerald Robertson, and she writes, COVID backwards, the word COVID backwards is Dibak, okay? It's the Hebrew, and it means a possession by an evil spirit. Now, here, an Omicron, well, let me see, just, I see. They rearranged the letters with Omicron to say moronic, and I can see that. But anyhow, here's what it says, Joe. The pandemic is to force you to get the vaccine. The vaccine is to force you to get the vaccine passport. The vaccine passport is to force you to get the social credit system, and the social credit system is to force you into obeying the government.
That is all true, but on top of that, it was also designed to eliminate the old, the sick, and the weak, get rid of those that were taking up all the health care dollars, and this is in all the countries in Western civilization. The biggest cost to government is the health care of the indigent, the elderly, and the very ill.
You know, I mentioned Larry's book.
The ones dying from COVID.
I mentioned Larry's book, but I forgot to say, folks, this book, we have it for a donation of $25 or more, but you have to let us know that you wanted it. When you send in your donation and you want this book, you have to say, send me the 28 Years to Nowhere, or just put Larry Nichols' book, and we'll send it out for a donation of $25 or more. Now, if you're broke, if you really can't afford it, but you really want this book, let us know, and we can give it to you for nothing. We do that quite a bit. There are people out there that are avid listeners, and we have people that send $5 or $10 a week, and then we have people that send $500 a week. And so we want to pray, however the Lord blesses you. but we need to hear from you.
The Lord said, basically, you do it as you are able. He said, well, Deuteronomy 16, verse 17, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of the Lord. And we, like you said, we have a lot of older people, people who have been going through cancer treatments, all kinds of horrible things in life and are in dire financial straits. We do everything we can to help them because what? As you do to the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, you do under me.
Amen.
So that's what we do here.
All right. We want to say Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 25. Kenneth in Newport, New Jersey pledges 200. Thank you. Jonathan, okay, you're hooking up with us. We're going to get Protect Ohio Children. Tell us about the organization.
I want to tell you about the organization, but if you don't mind, I want to interject something.
Sure.
That's the comments about VAERS. Those numbers are frightening, but I believe, due to my connections, that they're low. The numbers are actually higher, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Shot-related deaths.
Let me tell you who said that. VAERS. VAERS came out and said that the CDC only gives us between 1 and 10% of the actual number. And that's what VAERS said. That's right from them.
Yep. And there are some doctors that are refusing patients' requests to notify VAERS of consequences of side effects of the shots.
Right. I tried it myself to put in a complaint for some people, and no response. Couldn't get anybody to take a call, take different things. So they were bad news they didn't want to hear.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah,
so thank you for bearing with me there. I thought that was important to interject. So Protect Ohio Children is an offshoot of Ohio Value Voters, which was started by a wonderful couple, John and Diane Stover, many years ago. They have amassed all sorts of connections and clout and just a great network of people to track Christian values relative to legislation and politicians. Starting about 4 or 5 years ago, they became aware of the onset of hyper-sexualized material in schools and started collecting information on that. And from that flash forward, they realized it was a big enough issue that they created this offset, this entity, Protect Ohio Children. I run the northern sort of roughly one-third of Ohio. So Ohio is broken into thirds. That northern district is still 204 school districts. Those 204 school districts we have varying degrees of contact with. And I'll tell you, I want to tease this out. And Pastor, if you'll humor me here for a second, I want to tease something out, and hopefully this maybe helps today's mission. The story that has led to the notes from Attorney General Merrick Garland and organizations like Parents Defending Education, legislation in states from California to Nebraska to Ohio to Washington, D.C., there's this amazing connected network of people, primarily but not entirely of faith. But we are organizing and we are collaborating and we're fighting back against this stuff in schools. So here's where I turn that into an appeal. I'm watching what's going on here. I'm new to the studio environment, so this is really cool for me. I'm kind of digging, hanging out in here and the headset and everything. The story is one that I would love the chance to delve into. So folks out there listening, please do light up those phones, call in, support this network, because I want this message. We want this message to get out. One of the key battlegrounds for the left is schools. And we have somehow, just by happenstance, Ohio is a breeding ground. And it is a fierce battle in Ohio, and particularly Northeast Ohio, of leftist propaganda. And so now we're very tied in with a number of those other entities. You're going to want to hear, probably, I'm suggesting this may turn into a series of conversations. if Pastor will have me back on the air. I really believe you're going to want to hear this. So tonight we're doing sort of an abbreviated, but we want to delve into critical race theory. We want to get into this comprehensive sexuality education. We want to get into social emotional learning. I have our group, our team at Protect Ohio Children has amassed incredible volumes of information. I get feedback from all over the country with people who find Protect Ohio Children, get on the website or get on our Facebook group or get on our Telegram group, and they rave about what we've been able to put together. We have requests for information. We have denial letters. We have withdrawal letters. We have feedback on how to create and set up homeschools. You name it. You're going to want to hear this stuff.
Well, again, what you're talking about, this whole critical race theory, folks, this is basically teaching children to hate their parents. It's about teaching people, children, to hate each other. It's about division, divide and conquer, and it's the Antichrist. It is purely Antichrist. Now, there's something else, and you're going to find out more and more about this. You know, Joe Biden went out, and he went out to speak today. When he went out, he put some medals on three service people and three veterans. And what happened was, along the route that he drove, there were lots and lots of people, and they were out there, and they were referring to Biden as a pedophile. There's a very good reason for that, okay? And, folks, the Democratic, which used to be known as Democratic Party, we referred to it as the Democratic because they're about death. Let me tell you, they are filled with pedophiles. They're filled with pedophiles. It's become more and more wicked. It's and there's a lot of dark things that's happening that we're going to be exposing as we go by. And this is one of the things, one reasons they want us off the air so bad, okay?
Yep.
Anyhow, we've got to stop it. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting for the children.
Absolutely.
Years ago, back in the early 1970s, there was a fellow in Ohio who started with a lady, and her name was Martha. She was a school teacher with a one-room schoolhouse, and she had a Bible on her desk and the Ten Commandments on the wall, and the ACLU got after her, and that lady called this fellow. That fellow was me. She called me, and we started fighting. We started the homeschool movement. In Ohio, we pioneered the homeschool movement, and it took off. But Joe, for you and I, you've been here with me too, from Reclaiming America. How many years have we been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system?
More years than my memory goes. I've been doing it for about 30-something years, and you've been doing it for well over 40.
Yep, going on 50 years, you know. And we've been telling them, and we talked about the cultural Marxism back in those days. Bloomberg knocked us off three stations for doing that, didn't he?
Yep, took us off.
Literally bought them off just to get us off them, okay?
Well, we were doing things like this 30 years ago. John Dewey, remember the father of modern education, the co-author of the Humanist Manifesto, said this: our major concern that the school should provide a purified environment for the child. This means stacking the cards in favor of our system of values we possess. We must move to make certain every progressive school will use whatever power it may possess in opposing and checking the forces of social conservatism. In other words, Christianity.
I was watching today, Joe, there was a clip of this huge bus, like a huge bus. Actually, it was like more like a motor home, and it was going from school to school promoting giving a vax. This was a vax bus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sick.
And, you know, and again, they want to, this, folks, I know it's very, very hard for you to wrap your brains around the fact that there are people that want to depopulate the planet. But we've been talking about this. I sat in their meetings. I listened to them. They were speaking openly of the ways to depopulate the planet. That's what they're doing. That's what this whole reset is about. It's global depopulation. The so-called elite out there think that they actually have said that we, the people, are virtually parasites on the back of Mother Earth Gaia. That Mother Earth Gaia should be kept clean and pristine for those elite, those that deserve it. And that's the way they believe. And they said they don't need us people us anymore because they've got robots now, you know, technology.
Get rid of the parasites. But hey, we know Dr. Fauci has spent $6.1 billion plus in research funding. That's, folks, $6,100 million grants, handouts to scientists to do what? He has tortured puppies to find out. He has used children in experimental forms. He is the one who is pushing the vaccine in Wuhan. We now are, you know, just about can conclusively prove that they were been studying the COVID, that they were looking at how to weaponize it, make it worse. They were working on a vaccine to protect those that were handling the viruses when the virus escaped from the lab. This is about money. This is about money and power. These people, you trust these, well, we trust these doctors. These people are bought and paid for. $6.1 billion full of funding research money. That buys a lot of loyalty, folks. That buys a lot of lies, and it's enough money to buy people off to do evil things.
All righty, Joe, we have Nancy pledges another 25. It was 50. I guess it's 75 now, right? Okay. So she pledges another 25. Christine in Colorado pledges 300. And Celeste in Michigan pledges 100. Judy in Troy pledges 250. Nancy in New York pledges 100. And Annie in Boston pledges 50. Where are the men at? These are all ladies, yeah, all of these
men?
Ladies.
I notice I might have to pick up for the men. I'm going to just pledge $100, my wife and I. I'll tell her later that we've done this. She'll have to look at the budget. But if we can get some men out there, come and match my 100. I work in this ministry. I believe in it. And I'm not taking any money for all the time I spend on the air or working. In fact, any of the things that I do for the Lord, I don't take any money. That way the IRS can't tell me anything about what to do, how to do it, what I can say, where I go. We are an unregistered church. Pastor Ernie and I are both unregistered pastors. We do not have a 501c3. We do not have to answer to the state. Well, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is the head of the church, and we answer to him only, period.
All right. I'm not going to be outdone by Joe, by an old Missouri preacher. So what I'm going to do is doers of the word is going to pledge another $1,000.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful, but it's a lot.
There you go. We're going to do it. Okay. So... And well, you know, I'll get Jonathan to pledge. Do you want to pledge a couple thousand?
Well, let me check status of my most recent private jet payment.
All right. So,
well, yeah. My Learjet.
You got that? Yeah, that's right. You can maybe fly me down to see Joe.
You'll be one of the first people when I get my, if I ever get a private jet.
So all right, very good.
One of the first
people I fly. You know what? You know that one song, Everybody Loves Bethlehem Sky? Why don't we play that song, Bethlehem Sky, because it's Christmas time, and everybody loves that. And we're going to take a quick break here, and then we have a clip. I think we'll play this short little clip. We'll be right back with more.
Of a king, what a glorious thing for the world. Redemption. redemption's begun. God has sent his own Son to the world.
That song was by two beautiful ladies. Their voices sound a whole lot alike. And guess what? They're both named Lisa. They're both named Lisa. How about that? All right. Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, great. I was just going to say, I want at least 10 guys out there to match me on that 100. We can't let the ladies out to pledge us. So, Tony, we're off to a good start.
Maryland and Florida pledges 50.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Yeah, well, listen, we want them. The ladies really been holding up for tonight. And you know what? Probably 90% of the letters I get are from the ladies out there. God bless them. You know, because
men don't write letters. We know that. They make phone calls.
Yeah, but, you know, it is so good to talk to real ladies, real ladies. And we got a clip we're going to play here because we got to see if we can help her out. Nancy Pelosi can't understand why there's so much crime. So go ahead and play that clip.
accused of playing dumb on the surge in crime after Speaker Nancy Pelosi seemed to be unaware of where it's coming from.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
Pelosi apparently forgetting what members of her own party have been saying for months.
Not only do we need to defund, but we need to dismantle and start anew.
Talking about the reduction of our NYPD budget and defunding a $6 billion NYPD budget.
So yes, I support the defund movement because this is about the investment in our communities, which have historically been divested.
I am for defunding the police.
Defund the police does not mean abolish the police. It means a dramatic reduction in the number of police in our poor communities.
Wherever would the increase in crime have come from, Judge?
I don't even know what to say. These people are living in another planet. What's so disturbing is that inner city crime, where African-Americans and minorities live, are hit the hardest when police are defunded, when the anti-crime units, the street crime units, are not activated. These people are lying to the American people when they say defunding the police shouldn't affect the safety. It doesn't mean we don't want public safety. Well, that's hogwash, because if they don't believe that police are providing safety, who do they think is providing the safety? First of all, we've got to get people to make sure that this bail, so-called bail reform, which is a euphemism for let them all out of jail, is repealed, and we go back to bail. And we've got to make sure that all of these laws in California, and we started this with Nancy Pelosi, where she says, I don't know where this came from, do you? I'm curious as to who she was talking to. But when you have a law in a state that says crime in the amount or theft in the amount of $950 or less is not prosecutable, you have George Soros DAs who are not prosecuting crime, you're going to have lawlessness and you're going to have absolute anarchy and chaos. It cannot.
All righty, we're back. You know, Joe, 10 years ago, we were telling people, do you see what he's doing? Well, remember when Obama was in? When Obama was in, we were telling people, do you see what he's doing? Soros is buying these so-called prosecutors that turned into prostitutors, these AGs and you know, public. It's just unbelievable. And we're telling people, these people they're criminals. I mean, they're flat-out criminals. We've seen what happened. And so here's Nancy now, poor old Nancy. She, you know, crime has gotten so bad there around San Francisco where she lives in that area that she's going to, is she going to move?
I think she's looking to buy a house in Florida or has already. That's what I'm hearing. She's buying a big property down in Florida. She wants to go where tax is low and crime is low and police are supported and the economy is burgeoning, so she's going to bail on the place that she bled dry. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, she wanted all. She said we got to open our borders and bring in all these illegals. Well, they came to her house, they came to her walled in mansion, and she wouldn't let them in. She called the police and said, "Get these people out of here!" Right?
That's common. The same people that talk about defunding the police, as soon as they get a little whiff of trouble. First of all, they have their private police force, and then as soon as they get a little whiff of trouble, they're dialing 911 and expecting the police to show up. The police are professional enough that they're going to, you know, do the right things for anybody, regardless of their background and what they say politically. But there's a part of me that thinks that they shouldn't be eligible for police support if they're out there on camera talking about shutting down funding for police and defunding criminals.
Well, it's like these people in Minnesota, you know, the city council, and these places where they've defunded the police, they have used taxpayers' dollars, to provide private security for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
This is what Democrats do.
Well, this is another topic that's near and dear to me. As part of my free time, I run a gun club and we do some training.
Let me jump in police. 1 minute for quick. We got 10 minutes left. And we're way, way short of our goal. Way short, folks. We've got 10 minutes left. Let me give you those numbers. Help us out. We want to stay on here. We want to stay on here. And we only have 10 minutes tonight. And we have to raise $2,500, and I got 10 minutes to do it. So it's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We've got 10 minutes, and then tomorrow, and then that's it for another whole month. So we got to hear from you. We want to stay on your station. We've gone a whole year without going off any stations. Praise due to the good Lord, and thank you for all you folks out there that has helped us. But go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, come on, people, call in. If you look at the objective, I want to lead with something I tell everyone who will listen to me, and that is if you're not actively out there supporting your local police department, shame on you. I'm sorry to say it, but I just got to call it the way I see it. We need to be thankful for local police, because here's the alternative. The alternative is very desirable to dictatorships. If you look anywhere in the world, no dictatorship survives. They don't thrive. They don't take hold. They don't root, and they don't function without federalized police. So if you look at these places like Cuba and Venezuela and Yugoslavia and North Korea, Germany in the 1930s, one of the first things they did is dismantled local policing. They drove up violent crime to a point where the citizenry were willing to accept federalized police. Then they brought in the federale, and you're done at that point, because they control the narrative. They control the meeting out of the law. Who is in control, who's not. So all of these local sheriff's offices and local police departments, support them, back them. I'm sorry, I'm getting onto a tangent here, or just kind of beating the drum, but that's important to me.
A year ago last January, I spoke to 250 county sheriffs there at Liberty University.
Beautiful.
And on biblical law. They wanted to know about biblical law. We need county sheriffs. We got to keep them there. Now, there's a move, and there's even some in Ohio, and folks, you cannot trust the rhinos, because the rhinos are the one you have to watch. You expect the Democrats to want to take away the authority of the sheriff.
Yep.
But it's the rhinos that you have to watch. They're the ones that'll stick it to you, okay? And we're seeing right now they're holding up House Bill 218. Mr. Cupp and whatever is holding that bill up. And that House Bill 218, it's about mandatory, making it mandatory, the mask and the vax, okay? And so it's about our freedoms. And so usually you'll find out that there's money involved. It's always money involved. And the whole thing, too, with these masks, why are they forcing? Because there's federal dollars for these communities that will force these face diapers on these little children. Folks, it's a horrible thing what they're doing to children. Many, 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 many times more children have died from suicide than have died from the COVID.
Yep. Yeah, we could delve into that topic. Where that funding comes from and the impetus to mask children is something that our group has spent the better part of a year trying to unravel and decipher. We've got money trails. We've got state-level funding, where it comes from federal, how it's written, the grant structures that lead to the masking and
the
involvement.
We want that money. I know in Illinois, the one school district got $7 million-something to make sure the children wear masks. $7 million to make sure the children. That's just the one school district, not the entire state.
Yeah. We've got $10 billion that's trickled out, and we can track all of it. We can see it by state, and we can see it by county. We can see it by school district. Understanding that and being able to take that. So when you go with these issues like critical race theory or the masking or whatever, it's one thing to go in and say, hey, school board, we don't like this. Please don't do it. And that's another thing entirely when you walk in with stacks of documents and you're able to point to the financing that led to the decision, and you can fall back on the county health department and point to the artificial influence that's coming into that school district, then that's when you can start to hold the feet to the fire of those school board members and tell them, no, we see the money, we see the structure, we see where the instruction's coming from, no more, we're not having it.
Yep, absolutely, folks. Again, from Genesis to Revelation, remember, resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And we have approximately 5 minutes left, and I got to raise $2,500. I haven't gotten a call since I made that last announcement. Although I think I see the guys know in the boiler room. I don't see them on the phones. 888. We're down to 5 minutes. We got to hear from you. Some of you have been waiting. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I've got 4 minutes left now before. And by the way, we have Pastor Hal Larson. We got two Pastor Larsons on tonight. Did you know that Pastor Hal's standing by? Bring Hal up. Okay. Bring him up. Bring Pastor Hal up. Okay. Yeah, bring Pastor Hal up. Pastor Hal, are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
So we have two Pastor Hal, or two Pastor Larsons. And when you have two Larsons, that's called larceny. That's what we have right here, larceny, right?
Oh, boy. On a fundraiser night, he has to do the bad jokes, right?
Okay.
Hey, Pastor, there's one thing we really missed. I want to get it in, if I can, real quick. Back to Pelosi saying, I don't know where it comes from. Jonathan, you were, I bet when you were a kid, you were told you had leaders were supposed to be people you looked up to, right? To follow, to emulate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Pelosi, what? She leads, she teaches us how to lie, how to deceit, how to do insider deals, insider trading, all this stuff. So people are what? They tend to follow the examples of the leaders. We're seeing these corrupt politicians that lie, steal, cheat, do dirty deals. We see the sexual problems all over the place. And the people are doing nothing but following the examples of our leaders. So if we have leaders who set bad examples, we must get rid of them, replace them with people that we can look up to. It's that simple, folks.
So when Nancy says she doesn't know where all of this crime is coming from, so we should say it's coming from you, Nancy, right? Because it basically, and here, you know, you had those other four female voices. That was called the squat. That's those four, very vulgar, if you hear them talking, very vulgar, very unclean, so-called congresswomen. And they call themselves the squad. I've renamed them the squat. And my moniker will stay, right? Right, fellas? What are they called?
Squat.
The squat. You hear that? That's what they are, the squat.
The new slogan, Nancy Pelosi, crime pays. It does pay. Look at her money.
Absolutely. So, but don't worry, poor old Nancy.
Some more guys to call in. We've had the ladies making these pledges. I'm trying to get another nine guys to match me. If I can make a $100 pledge, as a lot of you guys out there can do it. There's some veterans out there, head of the households. We don't want the ladies to do all the pledging. The men are supposed to be setting the examples, aren't we?
Yeah. I do see a phone ringing or two, but we, okay, and I saw, it looks like there might be, is there something new coming in? Okay, good, we've got a few coming in. All right, folks, hurry up, we've got, oh, geez, we only got about 2 minutes left, how much time? Okay, uh-oh. Well, we've got, we're here, he's going to write it down, Pastor Hal.
Yeah.
Tell the folks out there the most important thing.
Okay. I only got about 2 minutes to tell people the gospel. But the thing is, you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell, and God made a way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Yeah, church membership ain't going to get you to heaven, water baptism or nothing. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done, because God knew you couldn't pay for it yourself, and his righteousness demanded sin be paid for. There's no getting around it. But his love entered into it in that he allowed Jesus to take your payment for you, transfer your guilt onto his son Jesus. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," that meant all the payment necessary for you to be forgiven by God and go to heaven's been done. But that don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." Not just know it up here in your head, but reach out and receive him. And how do you do that? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you believe in your heart Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you want to receive that payment, God's looking at you right now, and he's knocking at the door of your heart right now, Revelation 3:20, and he's leaving it up to you to open up that door and receive that payment as a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 is a free gift. Jesus did all the work. If you want to be saved from hell, receive the payment Jesus paid for you. You can do it right now in a simple prayer of faith. Just pray this prayer with me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. And I believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood in my place for my salvation. Dear Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart and give to me that payment you paid for me on that cross. Give me eternal life. I trust you as my Savior, my God, my Redeemer, my best friend. And God, I thank you for giving me eternal life by what you did in my place on that cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's called the substitutionary death, huh? And he took right. Our place. And do we have God's word on that?
Sure do.
Is there anything more sure than the word of God?
Right.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing more sure than the word of God.
Okay. So there you go, folks. Listen, the day will come, the time will come when the only thing, and this will happen, there's no chance it won't, the only thing that will matter to you, the only thing, is your standing with the Lord. See, you're either going to be saved or lost. There's no in-between, believe me, and you want to make sure that you're saved. You want to do that. Believe me, you want to do that. And so don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Pray, do exactly what the Pastor Hal said. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, read it, and do it. All right, so we're running out of time. We only have a few minutes left. Do we have any new updates? Okay, well, tell me. Okay, nothing big? Just tell me quickly, what did we get? Joe in Timberlake, 50. Anonymous in Boston, 200. John in Parma, 50. Joan in New Jersey, 25. Patricia in New Jersey, 100. Marlene in Michigan, 25. Okay, and we are out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, we do this every night at this time. We say good night. God bless. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.